Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're going to interrupt our series in the book of Ephesians to take a look at the birth of Christ. Today we'll be in Matthew chapter 1. It says in verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise." We're going to look at it. Have your Bible ready. We're going to go verse by verse through Matthew chapter 1. In Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1, we read, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Now, what's that all about? The son of David, the son of Abraham. And then we read, "And Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren, and Judas begat Perez." And it goes on here for almost 40 times. It talks about somebody begat somebody, and it always refers to the man except for one. When you get down into verse number 16, it says, "And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ." Here we have the virgin birth.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Matthew 1, verse number 1, says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Now, the reason that we have the son of David here is that this gave Jesus the legal right to the throne of Israel at that time. Then it mentions the son of Abraham, which, if you check back in the Old Testament prophecies, this gave Jesus the right to the property of Israel. And so we have the son of David, the son of Abraham. Concerning the throne, it says in Revelation 22, verse number 16, "I am the root and the offspring of David. Now, as we go down through from verse number 2 to verse number 16, as we mentioned, we have all these Abraham begat and so on, and all these begats, almost 40 of them, until we get down to verse number 16. And it does not, as in all the other verses, it always refers to the man begat so and so, Isaac begat so and so, and all the way through, it refers to the man. Until we get to verse number 16, and it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, and it totally changes here, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And so here we have the virgin birth. Verse number 17 says, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now we got three sets of 14. All of these are prophesied 600 years earlier in the book of Daniel. The first 14 generations begins with the call of Abraham and ends with the call of David. The second set of 14 generations begins with the building of the temple and ends with the destruction of the temple. The third 14 generations begins with the nation of Israel being under Babylon, and it ends with the nation under Rome when Jesus was born. In verse 18, we read, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, notice it says in verse 18, the birth of Jesus. That was his name regarding his humanity. And it says the birth of Jesus Christ. Christ always refers to him as the Messiah. It was on this wise. This is how it happened. It says that Mary was espoused to Joseph. Now, that's the language they use there, but we would talk about being engaged. And it says before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband. Now, at that time, when they were engaged, he was referred to as her husband, and she was referred to as his wife, although the marriage ceremony had not taken place yet. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. In verse number 20, we read, but while he thought on these things, I'm sure if we put yourself in that situation, here all of a sudden the lady that he is engaged to be married to is found with child, what am I going to do? Well, he wanted not to make a public example of her. He loved her. He thought on these things, and behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, understand, the book of Matthew focuses on Jesus as the King of Israel. And so it says here, he shall save his people, that is Israel, from their sins. And the sins referred to here, 1 Chronicles 1:9 says, Israel and Judah, who were carried away into Babylon for their transgressions or for their sins. They were in bondage at this time. They're under Rome at this time. And so he said, here's Christ. He is coming as their king. Now, we know they rejected him. We will not have this man to reign over us. And we know the story. But it says here in verse number 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now that's referring back to Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Then Joseph, it says in verse 24, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now in chapter 2, it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, how many wise men does it say came? Nowhere in the scriptures does it say three wise men came from the east. Nowhere. It says wise men came. There might have been 30. There might have been 50. There might have been 3. It just doesn't say. They came saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Oh, so now we get all these little Christmas cards with a star hanging over the manger and the three wise guys are there bowing down. That didn't happen. They did not show up, and there was no star over the manger. They did not show up at Bethlehem the night that he was born. They came saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen, past tense, there's no star right now. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Verse 3, when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem was troubled with him. Now, if Herod was troubled, Jerusalem would be troubled. Herod was a maniac. He not only slaughtered those children that we read about in this portion of scripture, but he murdered one of his wives and her mother and two of her sons. He even murdered one of his older sons because he didn't want him to take over the throne. The guy was an absolute maniac. Well, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. Well, when Herod's troubled, Jerusalem's going to be troubled with him. Verse 4, when he had gathered the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Isn't that interesting? He knew who to go to and get the information from. And they said in verse 5, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written in the prophets, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Well, isn't that interesting? The scribes here, the chief priests, they knew all about this, and a little further down the road, they're going to get together and see how they can kill him. They're going to have him crucified. They had the answer here. It was right before them. It's just an absolute spiritual stupidity is what we have here. Well, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Did you get that? There is no star hanging over a manger. He calls the wise men and asks them diligently, when did you see the star? Well, now we see here in verse number 8, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child. Now grab that phrase there. He's not a little baby. He, at this time, is a young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Yeah, he has a strange way of worshiping. Most people do today too. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Here's the star coming back. It was not there when they came. Now the star is back after they had spoken to Herod. They saw the star which they saw in the east, it came till it stood over where the young child was. What will we have here? The baby? No, the young child. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, now, is there anything too difficult about that to understand? Does that sound like a manger? No, they came into the house, and what did they see? They saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened the treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense, and myrrh. Now, there's where they get the idea there might have been three, and there might have been three. I just get a little weary of people taking, you know, we get all these things. If we had a child born and the newspaper got as many things messed up about the birth announcement as we have about the birth announcement about Jesus, we'd get upset, I think. I would. We read here, they came into the house, they saw the young child. Well, verse 12, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. Now, you would think maybe the Holy Spirit wants us to get a hold of the idea that he wasn't a little baby in a manger at this time, but he was a young child. Well, verse 15, he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in the coast thereof, get this now, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. So Jesus was somewhere near 2 years of age when this wise men came to see him, and he was in a house. They were not at a manger scene, and Herod had them killed from 2 years of age and under, according to the time when he asked them when they saw the star. So this maniac slaughters all these children, and in verse 17 we read, Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah there was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, yeah, the weirdo died. When Herod was dead, we all do, by the way, all of us, they're appointed unto man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take that young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophet, He shall be called a Nazarene. Well, the Lord came into this world exactly as it was prophesied that he was going to come into this world, and he's coming back again exactly as it's prophesied in the Word of God that he would be back. He's coming again soon. What if it were today?
Jesus is coming to earth again. What if it were today? Coming in power and love to reign. What if it were today? Coming to claim his chosen bride, all the redeemed and purified, over this whole earth scattered wide. What if it were today? Glory, glory, joy to my heart will bring. Glory, glory, when we shall crown him king. Glory, glory, haste to prepare the way. Glory, glory, Jesus will come someday. Faithful and true will he find us here if he should come today. watching in gladness and not in fear, if he should come today. Signs of his coming multiply. Morning light breaks in eastern sky. Watch, for the time is drawing nigh. What if it were today? Glory, glory, joy to my heart will bring. Glory, glory, when we shall cry.